Yesterday, The Honest Company from Jessica Alba had their IPO. Today, the competition heats up. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 6th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Massachusetts today sued a French PR firm, Think Opioids. Earlier this week, we raised the flag on the U.S. population issue, and we're at it again today. Moderna CEO warns of more COVID variants. The jobs report is due out tomorrow morning, and we've got some thoughts about that. The Wall Street Report, we've got it, and some companies are realizing that a four-year degree really isn't necessary. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, it is the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and follow us on Twitter. Why not, right? At IOB_NewsHour. Well, yesterday was a blowout day for the IPO for The Honest Company, founded by actress Jessica Alba back in 2011. Today, the company is coming face-to-face with what will truly be its competition moving forward, and that competition is huge. Lining up will be Kimberly-Clark, KMB, which makes the Huggies diaper brand, Procter & Gamble Company with the Tide and Gains brand of laundry detergent, Clorox, which not only has its namesake wipes in its portfolio, but also the Burt's Bees brand, which touts itself as a conscious brand, and countless beauty brands from L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, all kinds of folks. Meanwhile, The Honest Company is saying its focus on clean products that are free from harsh chemicals and other ingredients will draw consumers away from the more traditional brands. Yesterday, Honest closed at $23 a share, well above the target of $16, and today the stock closed at $20.58 a share. So how do companies gain traction? Well, often by hiring a PR or marketing firm to increase their market share. So why is this a story? Well, Reuters is reporting that the state of Massachusetts has sued a unit of a French advertising company, Publix Group, accusing it of fueling the U.S. opioid crisis by using unfair and deceptive marketing to help drug maker Purdue Pharma sell more OxyContin. The state attorney general, Mara Healy, said Publix Health created a public nuisance from 2010 to 2019 through its work for drug makers on campaigns to persuade doctors to prescribe more opioids, including to patients who didn't need them. Purdue alone paid Publix more than $50 million for its work. A Publix Health spokesperson said there was no legal basis for the lawsuit and that the statute of limitations had run out. He also said the company's work was completely lawful and limited to implementing Purdue's advertising plan and their buying of ad space. The advertising agencies Leo Burnett and Scotchy & Scotchy are among Publix's other businesses. Since the census numbers have been released, we've reported a couple of times now about the impact of a slowing population will have on the overall economy. Today, well, we're back at it because there is a direct correlation between population and economics. Today, Vox is reporting that the recently released census figures show the U.S. population grew by just 7.4% between 2010 and 2020. That is the lowest rate since the 1930s. Projections suggest that unless current trends change, those numbers could continue to diminish dramatically over the next two or three decades, with a population growing by just 78 million people by 2060. So, what's the impact of all this? Well, first of all, shrinking tax bases in rural areas have made it harder for government budgets to support essential services like infrastructure and public schools. As population growth slows, the pressure for cuts will likely grow. Meanwhile, the existing population will continue to age. By 2030, the Census Bureau estimates that one in five U.S. residents will be of retirement age. Now, there are ways to turn all of this around. For example, the Biden administration is working on making it easier for families to have more kids. Think financial support and support for daycare and education. However, that may be too little too late. Which leaves in the whole mess immigration. Immigration is one of those things that can be turned on or turned off. Current immigration has been throttled back, but the feds may have to ramp it up if we're to see growth quickly. Stay tuned on that message. From our Oh Great, Not More Bad News department comes this story about the fear of increasing COVID variants. CNBC is reporting that Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel says the company expects more COVID-19 variants will emerge in coming months as the Southern Hemisphere enters its fall and winter season. Bancel, speaking to investors on a first quarter earnings call, said people will likely need to get a booster shot of its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine as the viruses circulate globally. The CEO's comments come a day after the company announced a booster shot of its vaccine generated a promising immune response against the variants first identified in South Africa and Brazil. The variants have since spread to other countries, including the United States. In addition, the U.S. is now experiencing a variant that comes to us from India. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine generated $1.7 billion in sales, according to its earnings report. It's highly likely that when the jobs report comes out tomorrow morning, that the U.S. will have added a million jobs in April. Experts predict that the official unemployment rate will fall once again. But, there is a but. The U.S. economy is down by more than 8 million jobs since before the pandemic. And Federal Reserve officials say the true unemployment rate is closer to 10% than the 5.8% a government report is expected to show tomorrow. So the question is, why are U.S. companies not hiring more folks? Well, Reuters is reporting there are many facets to the problem, and here's a short list for you. Parents, particularly mothers, cannot work because closures or shortened hours at schools and daycare keep them home to watch the kids. Would-be workers remain a bit concerned about health risks amid a pandemic still, claiming about 700 American lives each day. Some younger workers are finding jobs in new fields, shrinking the labor pool for the industries that they left behind. And many employers need to fill jobs requiring skills that sidelined workers may not have. Now, employers complain that enhanced employment benefits and other government aid are keeping workers on the sidelines to collect a check rather than work for a living. However, the White House is pushing back on that, saying that the labor supply has been affected by the pandemic, but we are seeing little evidence that through enhanced unemployment benefits are currently affecting Americans' willingness to work, end quote. What's all this add up to? Well, in a nutshell, it's this. A National Federation of Independent Business survey showed a record 42% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill in March. Economists say that if employers needed workers so badly, they would raise pay. So far, that's not happening. U.S. compensation rose more quickly than expected in the first quarter, but the boost came mostly from one-time bonuses to financial sector workers, and that was not broadly shared across the economic spectrum. Well, stocks climbed today as data is showing the world's largest economy is growing quickly. All of that ahead of the jobs report tomorrow morning. For today, the Dow closed up a whopping 316 points, putting the 30 industrials at yet another record close at 34,546. The NASDAQ, that had been lagging all day long, closed the trade up by 50 points to end at 13,632, and the S&P 500 picked up 34 points to close at 4201. Pharmaceutical companies dropped after the White House said Biden made the decision to back a proposed waiver for COVID-19 vaccine intellectual property rights. Lifted by Apple, the S&P 500 rose after a Labor Department report showed initial claims for state unemployment benefits totaled a seasonally adjusted 498,000 for the week that ended May 1st, compared with 590,000 in the week prior. And yeah, it's just Thursday. Finally, there is this. Corporate CEOs are starting to figure out that for entry-level positions, you may not need a four-year degree. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that some companies are pushing to drop degree requirements for many jobs, saying 4 years of post-secondary education may not actually be needed for a range of entry-level positions. The move could help address inequalities in business and in society. For example, IBM has dropped a number of degree requirements for hiring in recent years, saying the propensity to learn was far more important than a pedigree. Well, that's a wrap for the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.